This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. Is trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report, and here's my episode.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
The issue of abortion is a political hot potato. A lot of people think it's just ending an inconvenient pregnancy and it's a woman's choice. Hello, everyone. I'm Stephen Strang and welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I'm going to talk about abortion and a powerful movie about it called Unplanned. It's a movie that is in the theaters. It had a very successful first weekend and I encourage you to see it. The movie is a true story about Abby Johnson, who did over 22,000 abortions, or she oversaw clinics that did $22,000 over an 8-year period. She was pro-abortion. She had a couple of abortions herself. And then something happened that radically changed her, so that today she is one of the strongest pro-life advocates in the country. In fact, she has a ministry called And Then They Were None. This is a ministry that helps abortion workers such as herself leave the abortion industry. And so far, 500 workers have followed her lead. I saw the movie about a month ago. I saw a pre-screening. I actually heard a speech by Mike Lindell. You know, he is the kind of flamboyant inventor of MyPillow. He's a very colorful speaker. Everyone seems to know him. And he actually invested in this movie. And interestingly, he has kind of a cameo role right at the end. You'll have to see the movie to see the part that he plays. But it was a very well-done movie, very gripping. It tells a story in a very believable way. The actress who plays Abby Johnson is Ashley Bratcher. She's an extremely good actress. I felt that all the acting was very good. And it kind of tells a story of how she went to work for Planned Parenthood and how she kind of moved up through the ranks. In fact, in 2008, she was the employee of the year for the entire Planned Parenthood network, which is just huge and powerful. In fact, it's really an inside view of how powerful Planned Parenthood is and how they look at things. Now, what happened to make the difference? She had participated in, to some extent, as I said, 22,000 abortions, and then something happened. And the movie is very dramatic. You can watch the trailer and actually see this kind of defining moment, but she was asked to kind of fill in for someone, kind of hold a suction tube during an abortion in the 13th week. And it was done with a sonogram, so the abortion doctor and worker could actually see the baby very clearly in the womb. And she could see this fully formed baby with arms and legs. She could see that when the suction thing went in, that the baby reacted and tried to defend itself, you know, as any human being would. And she saw that the suction tube sucked out the baby bit by bit, until at the end, there was just a blank, black womb empty. And she realized that this was a fully formed human being. Later, she began to understand formed in God's image. And it's what all of us who are pro-life believe. But there are many people who are just blind. They just decide, they make up their mind that abortion is okay. I consider it to be birth control of the last resort. In other settings, I've said that I don't think that really anybody gets up in the morning and says, let's have an unplanned pregnancy so we can get an abortion. Of course not. But, you know, obviously people use the pill or they use condoms or the rhythm method or whatever people do, and it didn't work, and suddenly they have a pregnancy. And nowadays people are so selfish that they consider their convenience more important than the life of the unborn. The thing is that there are many, many homes that would welcome that child into their home to give them a good life. There's a story on Fox News that I'm including as a link on my newsletter. It's a story by Abby Johnson herself telling the story. And there's a little interview on Fox in which they show a little bit of the trailer. I hope that you will go and see it. I hope you'll encourage friends to go see it. It ended up being number 4 on the box office, which is actually pretty good. They said it brought in $6.4 million. However, it has been opposed in many ways. For one thing, it was given an R rating, which means that teenagers cannot go unless they go with their parents. Interestingly, in many states, a teenage girl can have an abortion without parental consent, but can't see this pro-life movie without parental consent. It just shows you how upside down many things are in our country. I read an article online from the Daily Signal, which quoted the Hollywood Reporter as saying that there were a number of outlets that refused advertising, and they included Lifetime, the Travel Channel, the Cooking Channel, HGTV, the Food Network, the Hallmark Channel, and USA Network. Only Fox News and CBN took the ads. I was asked by a Christian leader who had not seen the movie and whose ministry had a policy of not promoting any R-rated movies, why it had an R rating. He asked me because I had seen the movie. And I told him I honestly didn't know. There's no sex or bad language, no shoot 'em ups. The only thing is that abortion itself is violent. So they would have had to have given it that rating because of the violence of killing unborn children. Others have written about unplanned. You can find a lot of stuff online. I hope that you will read the little article by Abby Johnson about her story. It was made into a book and now into a movie. It's distributed by PureFlix, which is a fine company that gives us some very good movies. I think the quality of so-called Christian movies, although this is not really a Christian movie per se. Now, Christians will resonate with it. And it showed some Christian protesters, or maybe that's not the right word. They would stand outside the abortion clinic and pray with the girls that were going in, or talk to them, or talk to the workers as they came in and out. And interestingly, these people reached out to Abby and helped influence her, especially when she decided to leave. I hope I haven't told too much of the story for you. It's a widely known story. There really is no mystery. It's just a very well told story in a movie that I think that you ought to see. And also, we need to support movies like this because the general population doesn't. Let's also hope that a lot of minds are changed by people who see this movie, who begin to see abortion for really what it is. And let's hope that more people become pro-life. You know, they say that there's been a real shift just in the last year or so, especially as Governor Northam of Virginia talked about how they would kill, President Trump used the word execute, a fully born baby who was in the process of being aborted but somehow survived the abortion. And he said they would keep the child, he called it a child, comfortable while the doctor and the parents or mother, you know, discussed what they were going to do. And I mean, that just shocked so many people. Yet the outrage against Governor Northam was not a fraction of the outrage over the picture in his yearbook. There was a picture, as you probably know, of two people, one in a Ku Klux Klan outfit and one in blackface. And supposedly one of them is Northam, but you can't really tell which one. But there was a horrendous outrage, as there should have been. But I think that a prank done in college all those years ago pales by comparison to taking of innocent life. And we need to stand against this. We need to protest to Northam. People have called for him to resign. He's apparently refusing to resign. He has no shame. And others who perform abortions have no shame. You know, they have to know what it is. They have to know what's going on. And they have just decided it, their eyes are blinded. It's like the Nazis who worked in the concentration camps where the Jews were exterminated. You know, these were human beings with consciences at one time who just for whatever reason bought into the Nazi mindset and killed these people and just, you know, thought they were just doing their jobs. This is a spiritual battle. I've talked about this so many times before. This is a spiritual battle. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not against certain people. This is against principalities and powers. But I believe that God is raising up people who speak the truth, who put out movies like this. I hope even my podcast and my newsletter will influence a few people on this very, very important issue that is not just a political issue. It's become a political issue, but it's a moral issue. And we who believe in morality and believe in the Bible and believe that God created all life and that all life is sacred from the moment of conception all the way through natural death. We've got to stand for it, no matter who's against it and no matter how popular it is. So that concludes my thoughts about this very important movie. I highly recommend it. It was extremely well done. It's a powerful story, and I admire the actors and the producers and Pure Flix and everybody involved, and urge you to go see it. And eventually, I'm sure it'll come out on DVD, and you can even get the DVD and watch it again after it's out of the theaters. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report. I'm Stephen Strang. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.